From the spring training site here at WDRT Studio B, I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
And this is View from the Bleachers. Hey, bud.
Hi.
How's your end of winter? Right?
I don't know. Is it the end of winter, though?
Yeah.
I thought it's supposed to snow again tonight.
Spring snow. Spring snow is a thing. Yep. I am that optimist. And you know why I'm an optimist?
Because you're just a hell of a good guy.
Also that. Yeah. Well, I was going to say because Brewers spring training because we're doing a sports podcast.
Yeah.
Sports show. But Brewers spring training started this week. Cheers. Big cheer. Yeah. We're going to have to queue up sound effects for this one next week because we need the roar of the crowd, the crack of the bat. Brewers spring training started. It's been one full week. They're split up. They're down in Arizona, and they are split up with split squad games for the for at least the next couple weeks. So very excited. Spring is in the air. Yeah, you can hear it in my voice.
It's close.
It is. Also in the world of sports, the draft is right around the corner.
Combine is this week.
Tomorrow. I know. Nope. The NFL Network. I'm super excited that I found we have the NFL Network.
Oh, good for you.
Yep. I can give you that login.
Awesome. I already have it.
Oh, good. Yeah, no, watching the combine, watching big athletes in shorts be just a little faster, a little stronger than the next guy. It's fascinating. It really is.
Watching defensive linemen go 4.5 seconds for the 40 yard.
Right. I mean, I'm still a huge fan of watching the offensive linemen run like a 6.5 40. Yeah, 350 pounds, 6'6" guys just lumbering. Yeah, no, I'm a huge, huge fan. You get to watch the quarterbacks. You get to kind of look at, this guy's gonna be good. You start to see why number one picks are number one picks.
I like watching the combine because I look at everybody's, mock drafts.
Sure.
So they have Minnesota at 24 picking, probably either two different quarterbacks.
Sure.
Corners. So I'm corners, not quarterbacks. No. Are you kidding me?
Not this year.
No. Or next. But I want to see them.
Yeah.
Because they do a really good job. If they're invited to the combine, you get a breakdown of everything. You see the highlights of their career.
Sure.
So I'm really interested to see that. And it's always fun. And also to see the big stars. Some of them aren't going to be doing much, though.
No. Some of them show up for just interviews. Some of them show up just to run a 40. Some of them show up to some of the quarterbacks show up to throw the ball. Some just show up for interviews because they have pro days.
Yeah.
They have at least one more chance.
Every pro days one of these are a lot guys. Better because it's more controlled. They're comfortable in the
their
environment.
Wide receivers, yes. Their line, their everything, their fields, their coaches. And, when these guys are millions of dollars on the line, go ahead. Mm-hmm. But, I still am a big fan of 3 days of the NFL Combine.
Did you know that they got rid of the Wonderlic test?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how do they figure out who's smarter?
It doesn't matter.
they finally figured out that they don't have to take IQ tests.
Not for their. I mean, if it's a quarterback, maybe they might have other different tests.
I'd like to know if they know about football stuff, right?
Yeah.
Are they decent enough people and are good at football stuff that can get you drafted? You just do one of the two. Yeah, I know. I know. So also in the world of sports, Aaron Rodgers is out of isolate. He's number 12.
Oh.
For the Packers. Oh, he's a quarterback. Oh. He's a guy. He's got a helmet. He plays real good football. You might have heard of him. Nope.
He's a dark room.
He came out of his dark room. He was in the middle of Oregon and he had some stuff to say. He really just sounded like a guy who doesn't want to play football for the Packers.
He had said he thought he was done 2 years prior to him getting the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, so does that mean you feel like you're still done? I mean,
it still feels like he stole $50 million from the Packers, right?
He did.
I just keep hearing over and over.
No matter how you look at it.
He didn't want to play this year. He wanted to play last year. He didn't want to play this year. He wanted to have some money. He hadn't a chance. He could have been a free agent. He could have been done with the Packers at the end of this year and chose to go anywhere. But he bilked another year and another big chunk of cash from the Green Bay Packers, which keeps them from getting that free agent. It keeps them from getting a guy they need.
I think that's the difference. between when it was Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers,
sure,
that management team and all those guys, Ted Thompson, and you know, they said, okay,
yeah,
good.
They thought they'd figure it out, and they did. They knew Aaron Rodgers was good.
Yeah.
They knew that if they would save the money so they could put guys around Aaron Rodgers in the beginning of his career to make him successful, and they missed the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, they're screwed.
Yep, next year's Packer team is going to look very, very similar. Whoever is at quarterback, the rest of the team is going to be similar minus some talent that they can't afford to put on the field. So, yeah, that go Pack, go. The offseason is upon us for football. What else we've got? Well, I'm just going to tell you about Brewer spring training. We're going to circle back. Yeah, we're just going to circle back.
I'll just be over here.
You just hang out.
Yeah.
I'm going to, for people who do listen to sports, or do listen
to us?
Listen, well, I'll tell you, if you're a sports fan, you probably have, you know, Brewers have started spring training. You're going to hear some names like Sal Frelick, who was a second round pick, really good hitters, 4-for-7 to start out spring training, 2 stolen bases. Rowdy Tellez, who was last year hit 25-30 home runs for the Brewers, has hit 2 already. Garrett Mitchell was a first-round pick. He started out first game of spring training with 2 home runs. Young guys, Owen Miller, who's a Wisconsin native, 4-for-6 with 3 doubles. Also, steals are up. It's been a 1 full week of games, but steals are up from 3/4 of a steal per game up to 1 full steal per game. And despite all of that, games are faster. 3 hours down to 2 hours, 35 minutes.
A lot of the traditionalists, the older.
Sure.
When I was listening to some of the radio, they're like. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And everybody else who's a little bit younger, I mean, that younger by meaning like 40 or 50, some of the other people.
I'm sure there's got to be a number in there. Yeah.
But they're like, I'm going to watch now because it only takes 2 hours and 30 minutes out of my time instead of 3 hours and whatever, you know, it's quicker.
And also for people who are on the fence about baseball, like they used to be a fan maybe before steroids or somewhere in there, it gives you an opportunity to say, let me check it out one more time.
Like, what's the average? They're saving 23 minutes?
You're saving 23 minutes, which is, you know, it's 2 commercial breaks. It's a spot somewhere in there where you just start clicking through the channels because it's a 13-2 game and you've been watching for 3.5 hours. They're on their 5th pitcher and on and on. Yeah, it makes it a little more exciting. With the new timer, there's been already a game that has ended on a called strike. It was a 3-2 count. The guy thought he was going to walk. Instead, he stood in the batter's box about 2 seconds too late and was called out on strikes to end the game. And because it's spring training, they don't play extra innings in spring training. This game ended in a tie.
Oh.
Which, you know, it was the double whammy for but I mean, that
people
that,
are gonna they'll get over it, they'll get used to it, and it'll be better, I think. Especially the younger.
It has happened very few times. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it hasn't been an alarming amount of people getting strikes against them. It hasn't been a lot of pitchers having balls called against them. Turns out they knew about 15 seconds is about how long it takes to get set and throw a pitch. So it's kind of nice. And I have watched some on ESPN. Watched some, and yep, it does clip along a little bit faster, which is great, you know.
Yep. Yeah.
Let's see. Kevin Durant plays for the Suns in the NBA.
Well, technically hasn't really played yet.
He is going to finally play for the Suns after he got traded from Brooklyn 3 weeks ago for 2 players and 4 first-round draft picks. When
is that what they got?
That is what they got. Yeah, it's a big haul.
Well, let's be real. They need the big haul because they got to rebuild from the ground up on that
Brooklyn in the last 5 years has traded for 3 superstars, and in the last...
2 years.
In the last 2, all 3 of them have been traded. It's kind of a, they've traded, you know, they had to spend like 8 first round picks to get all these guys.
Yeah.
And they've got like 6 first round picks and 3 guys. So, and they didn't win anything.
They got, no, they didn't get close.
No, they had some dysfunction.
They were in the playoffs, and that's about it.
They were the lead on SportsCenter a lot of times, but they weren't winning a lot of games.
Yeah, because everybody wants to talk about Kyrie and how messed up he is when he's off the court.
And Kevin Durant, is just the best. There's not a lot of drama around Kevin Durant other than he's played for four teams in the last 7 years, but he's inarguably the second best player in modern NBA. He's a 13-time All-Star in 15 years, but he'd been out for the knee injury.
And he had an Achilles too, didn't he?
He's been banged up, as a lot of 35-year-old, 34-year-old athletes.
That was a serious injury out of Golden State. Yes. And that's why he missed Brooklyn.
The entire year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see because there's only 20 games left, I believe, till the play-in playoffs.
Yes.
So in 20 games, Durant and the Phoenix Suns have to be on the same page. Yeah. Are they going to make any noise? Is the question.
Right. Well, I mean, the talent they have, starting at Chris Paul, one of the best point guards of all time.
Disappointing, but
has not won.
Nothing.
But he's real good. Devin Booker. No, he has not won, but he's won. He's a great 3-point shooter and a scorer. Kevin Durant is one of the best ever, and DeAndre Ayton is a first round, is number one overall pick, who's 7 foot tall and can do everything a 7-footer can do. And last year they finished second. The Bucks beat them in the finals.
So that technically that team of the one player away from maybe doing it.
Yeah, and in the NBA you have to it's super teams. If you have a chance to put a guy on your team, draft picks are kind of irrelevant.
Yeah, because you push them out to
2031.
I mean,
right, and you're drafting guys that are in the 20s, and they are guys that are not moving the needle, not winning championships. You'd rather have one guy, one superstar, than four good players, or hopefully good players.
Right.
So, yeah. Let's go.
Did you know the Bucks have sold?
That's right. The Bucks were sold to Jim Haslin. Jimmy Haslin now owns the Cleveland Browns and the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Bucks were just bought for a record amount a few years ago now.
Because Rodgers isn't on that too, and that as a minority owner.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah.
The stories I'm hearing is that he loves just throwing money out, in which in the NBA you can do that.
Correct.
No salary cap like the NFL. So, he really wants the Bucks to be a franchise, just that generational team.
Which was funny because I followed pretty closely when the Bucks were bought. And the owners at that time said the exact same thing.
Right.
Is we're going to build from the stadium they've built, the arena. Have you been?
Yes,
it's fantastic.
It is.
The area around it is really nice.
Yep.
That's they did a great job at building that up. So they bought it for like $2.5 billion, and sold it for $3.5 billion.
Not a bad.
Not a bad return.
Right?
And, well, they're two billionaires who they knew how to make some money, and they made some more money. But yeah, they bought by Jimmy Haslam, who isn't—he's considered not a great owner in the NFL.
Because he's not still the Browns owner, is he?
He is.
Okay.
Yes. So
there's that.
And yes, the same guy who would hire Deshaun, who would get super excited about Deshaun Watson, is also the owner of the Bucks. Jimmy Haslam has also been busted for money and financial embezzly.
Shady
business things that billionaires do. He's been caught doing that, but he's the new owner of the Bucks. Which the old owners ran for Senate,
right?
And the other was just some rich guy. They kind of stayed out of the way. So you're kind of hoping
he's just there for the money. Hopefully,
right. And I'd like to. I was kind of hoping that Jimmy Haslin is not front and center for the Bucks. Yeah. That would be fantastic. But the Bucks themselves are on a 15-game winning streak.
Right.
They have the whole month they've had healthy players, except Giannis is hurt again a little bit, hurt a foot.
Yeah.
But they didn't lose in February. They haven't lost since January 16th.
Nice.
They went through, they now have the best record in the NBA at 44-17.
Well, Chris Middleton's back.
Yes.
What's the other one that's like unsung hero?
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday is a... in the modern NBA, a perfect point guard.
Yeah.
He plays defense as well as he plays offense, and he's big enough to guard, three players on the court.
I think the Celtics are the only other team that's even close.
The Celtics were the best team until this 15-game winning streak.
Right.
The last team, I'm fairly certain the last team to beat the Bucks was Boston.
Sure.
Yeah, they haven't lost in. They're all just playing. Fantastic basketball. They've been on TV quite a bit, and they're go Bucks go.
All right.
It's way more exciting to get excited about the Bucks than it is about Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Do you want to pause that?
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to play a song?
I want to play you a song.
Which one?
I want to hear Inner Sandman by Metallica.
We're not going to play the whole 7 minutes of it, though.
In my head, we've played the entire... Right up about... There's a solo. For anybody who knows, there's a solo right about 3 minutes and change. We'll go right to there. It's the, for sports pref, you know, in case you're keeping track at home, Mariano Rivera, Hall of Fame closer for the Yankees. This was his walk-up music during his career. So, hit it. Yeah. Just getting to the good part.
Can't we just keep on listening to this?
Yes. Well, absolutely. When we wrap this up, we'll push on the Spotify, on our musical playlist on Spotify. We can play the entire, every song that we play.
I can keep it as a background music.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Yeah.
That's what the professionals do. I mean, we're amateurs.
We are very amateur. Even for amateurs, we're amateurs. One of us. This keeps being the best show I've done. So, yeah. So, in less funny, in less fun news, talking sports, your defensive coordinator.
Yes.
Well, your Minnesota Vikings defensive coordinator, not your personal defensive coordinator. Vikings defensive coordinator, Brian Flores, who might be the best defensive coordinator.
He should be a head coach. Let's be real.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I was going to mention is he was fired a couple of years ago by Miami after being a pretty decent coach, but a head coach. But before that was a defensive coordinator for the Patriots. during a long stretch of the Patriots being the, you know,
their
the
Patriots were great.
The reason, you know, the Patriots, you know, they he stayed there. He was there a long time. Got a head coaching job for Miami. Was fired after three seasons. He sued the NFL.
Yep.
And four teams for discrimination. He is going to the court. He's going to court for
finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was like last year off season that yes. this all came out.
Yep. So. Yeah, he's suing the NFL. And he's suing the Giants, the Broncos, and the Texans. Three teams that did not hire him. The Giants, Brian Daboll worked out pretty good. The yep. Broncos, Nathaniel Hackett, and the Texans, Lovie Smith, did not work out. Yeah, he's going to then his suit against the Dolphins, which was the other team in his lawsuit, that's going to arbitration. That's a whole different. But yeah, he was 24 and 25, and what happened is
that one season was really bad. That they were just horrible.
Well, that was the season that it comes out in court as Brian Flores is describing his lawsuit. Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins. And I'll say allegedly only because he hasn't won his lawsuit.
Yeah, right.
But Stephen Ross was allegedly paying $100,000, offered to pay $100,000 to Brian Flores for every game they lost, and then fired him.
Right.
After calling him an angry black man who's difficult to work with, Stephen Ross fired Brian Flores.
Yep.
So he's going to get the opportunity in court. Also, Stephen Ross and the Dolphins got in trouble for trying to recruit a quarterback, unnamed quarterback.
No, it wasn't. It was
who
not,
was it? Was it Tom Brady? It was Tom Brady because they were going to make him. Yeah, he was going to make him an owner.
Yeah.
Trying to get Brian Flores to tamper, and Brian Flores said no, because you're not supposed to do things like that, and he got fired, and then didn't get hired. And
he was like almost blackballed for that.
Absolutely,
you know.
He's alleging that he absolutely was not allowed because this owner and the good old boy network that is the NFL owners, he was not hired. And the Steelers hired him as a defensive coach, not their coordinator, but assistant coach.
Yeah, yep, something like that. But way overqualified for that position.
Yes.
And then he was touted this offseason before he got hired in Minnesota. I mean, everybody was looking at him. Interviewing for head coaching positions, including Houston.
Correct. Yeah.
Ultimately, according to Flores, the reasoning why he really chose Minnesota was the culture and everything's looking good. And, you know, but it was also because his kids love Justin Jefferson and they love doing the gritty.
Hey, that's awesome. That's the reason that you want to go be a coach somewhere because. The culture is great,
and
the people there are friendly.
And on a side note, Minnesota's got what number one as?
Oh, there was off season, according to team facilities and the culture around the team, for good and for bad. Minnesota's ranked number one,
right?
As far as their stadium is up to date, their weight room is fantastic.
The facilities, the training
amenities.
Facility,
oh my God. The amenities for the team.
Yep,
they were saying that Jacksonville Jaguars got a D. And a D minus for a whole bunch of things, including they had a rat infestation for a month last year. Yeah, just rats, just Florida rats, just running around.
I'm sure they're not small either.
No, Florida rats, biggins. And they also are amongst the teams that don't have daycare facilities for the players, sections and areas for the wives and spouses of these players and their networks to be. Yeah, these are important things to players when you're looking at free agents and coaches too.
Yeah.
If you're looking at places to go, Minnesota ranked number one, which you're spending $5 billion on a stadium and facilities. Yes. It's also the,
But he came on as a defensive coordinator. Honestly, if he stays, I won't be surprised if next year he'll be touted as a head coach someplace.
I mean, if Minnesota is as good as they were this year.
He might stay 2 years. 2 years, those max.
All of this clears. It lines up very well for him to be a head coach, deservedly so, next year, because he should be a head coach this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, they wouldn't have brought him in, though, if they thought they were going to have to do a rebuild. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Or if he thought they were going to do... The Wolves The Wilfs. Owners, yes. Wilfs.
Wilfs.
Yeah, whatever.
Wilfs?
They're billionaires. I don't even care.
No.
But they are always, they've done a competitive rebuild.
Sure.
You know, so the fact that we hit 13-4 or whatever last year was amazing.
Well, you can't rebuild from 13-4 because they have essentially, they will have the same team next year. Give or take, right? You're going to have the same quarterback, same wide receivers.
Yeah, that's it. Some of the line.
Your tight end is still the same. You're still going to have TJ, Dalvin Cook.
No.
Is he a free agent? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, then you can't re-sign Dalvin Cook.
So is Madison, too.
No. So they're drafting a running back?
I would think so.
That's exciting.
But the problem is, too, is that Flores' concept or his style of defense, he relies on his safeties and his cornerbacks.
Who were very bad.
They're
for Minnesota.
Older. Yeah. They're older. I mean, Harrison Smith is
We've talked about this. Harrison Smith 10 years ago.
He's a fan favorite, but he probably won't fit in, which sucks because he's a leader on that team, you know. Patrick Peterson won't be back unless he takes a really big cut. But he, 5 interceptions last year, it was lucky.
Yes.
You know, he just happened to be in the right spot. He wasn't really because of effort. So, but there's Adam Thielen might be gone. He's due. He's a free agent.
Yeah, I forget he's on the team. There was a point where before Justin Jefferson, he was the guy. But
that's a disappointment if he's not there because he's a homegrown guy. So, but yeah, like your Packers, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, we're the same ballpark as far as the cap goes.
I mean, promise.
Except we know where our quarterback is.
Next year or next week, we are going to commit to talking about the draft. We're getting combine will be
do
done.
A mock draft?
I mean, not really.
Because nobody cares what the Panthers are going to do.
I
do.
We could talk about there's a few really exciting points in the draft. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's a whole bunch of quarterbacks right at the top. You could see 1, 2, 3 quarterback. At that point, if you're the Bears, you could trade down a pretty fair way and still find the guy.
Yep.
Whatever guy you think is the best player in this draft, you could trade down and find him. It's a really nice spot to be the worst team last year.
Unless there was a defensive end that was supposed to go number one that it got.
Yeah, that was a terrible. I cannot get over how bad choice that would be if you are about to be a multi-millionaire. You'd think you would avoid all situations that would cause a problem. And Jalen Carter racing a car that caused the death teammate.
Though?
It tells me that he's not.
I don't think he's not mature enough, maybe, to be able to handle what he might be getting into.
They say that, but he's also real good at football, so I don't think anybody's going to not draft him. Because,
same reason, once again,
because
why there's no Wonderlic.
They will say something silly like, he's only getting charged with misdemeanors. Those misdemeanors caused the death of people, but yes, that's a whole... Yeah, we'll talk about the draft.
Yep.
Next week, because I feel like we're rounding right around to the end.
Yep, we are.
Give or take. And this was, once again, the best show that we've done. And if you want to catch us after 9:30 on Friday when we air, you can catch us on... It's still on Spotify.
It is.
It is. I listen
as
to it.
As long as I put it in right, it is.
Yes, yes. Amateur producer.
Yeah.
I trust you. Also,
I should ask for a raise.
Oh, yeah. Please and thank you. We'll talk about that off the air.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we're at rattle some cages, shake some bells. Yeah. Can we put out a donation thing out there? No. Has that been suggested?
Well, yeah, we suggest donations.
Can we do
every
live? Maybe one of these days we'll do Friday live at 9:30.
No,
and just out on the street.
I don't think that'd fly with your employer or mine. Unless we take the day off.
We'll just take a break. Yeah,
take the day off.
Put it. I'll put in. Awesome. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for playing along, and give or take, we'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.